heart for a new start. We've just embarked on 2024. And I believe today, dear friends, that the good Lord has blessed us with an opportunity to sing of His goodness, shout His praises to the world that is around us. He today has set us apart for a new start to bring Him glory in the world that is around us. If you have your Bibles today, dear friends, turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of John, John chapter number 8. As you're turning there to St. John, chapter number 8, and you think about being set apart. Being set apart has to do with separation. The word separate in the Greek has to do with horizon. Now, many of you are aware of a horizon. A new day approaches. The sun will rise. You can see the horizon and the glorious majesty of our Lord. Well, I believe, dear friends, that God has a desire to raise us up so that the world can see His glorious goodness manifesting itself in our lives. So today, dear friends, focus upon being set apart for a new start. In the Gospel of John, in John chapter number 8, Lord willing, we want to be able to focus upon verse 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit placed this message upon our heart, He began to remind us of the Son of God as He was there preaching and teaching in the temple. When you get there to John chapter number 8, you will learn there that Jesus Christ was at the treasury conveying the message from on high. And as I looked at this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to instill in us the importance that we live a separated life. You say, what do you mean by that? Brother Lynn, the Lord Jesus Christ has called us to be different from that of the world. You say, how can I be different in the world that's around me? The Bible tells us in John 8, in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is Jesus Christ. Christ, the Son of God. That's why that the Lord Jesus Christ said in there in John chapter number 14 in verse number 6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth set you free. He broke the bondage of sin that held you. The Lord Jesus Christ put something in you and about you so that you can be different than the world today. And I believe, dear friend, that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire for us to rise above the quagmire and the sin that has a desire grip us and to hold us. You say, Brother Lynn, why is that so important today? The world needs to see Jesus Christ in you. I believe, dear friends, that we've been set apart for a divine purpose. We've been set apart to make a difference in the world today. If the world don't see Jesus in you, it won't see it at all. And I believe, dear friends, that's why that Jesus began to proclaim this part about freedom in John chapter number 8. He wanted the people to know that he could bring liberty to a life that was once bound. The shackles of sin are destroyed by the power of the only begotten Son of God. And I believe, dear friend, that we today are to live as people of victory. We're to live as people that are free and to declare the good news of Jesus Christ to a lost, dying, and needful world. The Bible teaches us, Brother Joey and I touched on that this morning in the prayer room. We should be on the housetops shouting the good news of God. We have the freedom. We have the liberty to do that. Now we've embarked upon 2024. We have an opportunity to ring in this new year, declaring the good news of the gospel. When I looked at this very closely, the Lord began to speak to our heart about a man that would come onto the scene about 30 years after Jesus proclaimed this message. His name was Paul. And the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1, in verse number 1, saying, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. What was Paul saying? He said, I've been separated from the world through the blood of Jesus Christ. When he began to speak of being a servant, that word means to be committed, to surrender to the cause that God has place on the life. I believe, dear friend, that the blood-bought believer today had been set apart, been made a bondservant to bring glory, honor, and praise to God. And Paul declared that he had been sanctified. He had been set apart, not by what he had done, but what Christ had did for him. He was happy about that. He was joyous about that. He desired for the world to know about that. He desired to be a servant, a bondman of Jesus Christ, his precious Lord. He had been set apart for a purpose. He had been blessed to be a blessing to others. As we've started out 2024, how many of us have been a blessing to others? How many of us have had that burning desire to be a blessing to those as around us? The world is closing in upon the children of faith. But I tell you today, despite the hell, the anguish, the pain, the trial and tribulation that's in the world, the Lord has still blessed us to declare His glory. To be set apart, to have a new start, to shout the goodness message of Jesus Christ our Lord. I thought about all of us. We all have worries, woes, problems, hardships, and pain. You say, well, Paul considered himself a servant, a bondman of Jesus Christ, all must have been well. Well, this man, I'll tell you, he suffered, he had trouble, he had hardships, he had pain, but through all that he endured and all that he was exposed to, he had a desire in his heart to lift up the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, in Acts 16, in verse 25, while he and a co-laborer by the name of Silas was in a jail, The Bible tells us in verse 25 that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. You see, dear friends, the Lord set him apart for a new start. He set him apart so that those in that Philippian jail would know and hear the name of Jesus. You say, Brother Lynn, that's very difficult. Yes. It was very difficult. It was difficult then. It's difficult today. But oh, dear friends, you know as I know that the Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us and instilled in us what we need to be able to rise above. He has made us today a sanctified people. He has separated us from the world so that we can be that peculiar people that is not of the world. We're just passing through this old place. And as we sojourn on, it's God's desire that the world see Jesus Christ in our lives. Notice what Christ would say in John 17, verses 16 and 17. He said, they are not of the world. He's speaking about us, the blood-bought believer. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. The Word is truth. What Jesus is declaring is that we that know Him in the freeness of the life that He gives through His blood, we today are not shackled by the sin of the world. We've been declared free and have victory through His name. We got victory. Yeah, when you look around the world today, we look defeated. When you think about the woes and the trial and the hardships we face, we find ourselves sometimes so low. Hey, listen, I've preached at a lot of places. There have been times that we've preached in places where the crowd's been so small they couldn't even start a fight. But God, oh, praise His name. He's still good. He's still glorious. He's still willing to set apart so that we today, praise His name, can have a fresh start. Jesus made that clear simply through the liberty and the freedom of Him. You see, without Jesus Christ, you'd still be shackled in sin. Without Jesus Christ and the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. But because of what Jesus did on Calvary and arose on that third and appointed day, praise be to God, I know I've been sanctified by the blood and been set apart to glorify His name. We're to glorify Him. We're to praise Him. We're to let the world know how we praise Him. And not only that, dear friends, let the world know that y'all love Him. You act like it. You act like it. Man, I tell you, sometimes you go in places and stand up and open up the Holy Word and you look out there and them faces is long like mules. You know, it's God's desire that we come praying, that we're prepared and ready to pray and ready to receive and believe in our heart that the Lord who loves us has joined us to bless us, to help us, to lift us up, to set us apart for a new start in His will. God wants to help us. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our present help in time of trouble. This is all for a purpose. When I look at you today and I see my own reflection today, I see the purpose of God. You see, dear friends, it was not God's will that any should perish, but that all would have eternal life, that all would be able to declare His name in the world that is around them. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I ain't done much declaring here lately. I tell you, friend, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you might not have done much declaring a while back, but today is a new horizon for you to be set apart for a new start to glorify His holy name. It's not late. Perfect time and the perfect place is now. Jesus expressed to those in the temple by saying that if you know the truth will do what? Make you free. Why is people not declaring today? They feel bonded. They feel trapped. They feel ensnared. Well, dear friends, I declare to you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, in every word, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. There is nothing that's holding us back but us. 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 People says, I don't like to hear that. Well, too bad. It's true. We are the catalyst that God has a desire to use in the world that's around us. That's why that Jesus has done His part by giving us liberty. He's given us freedom. He's given us what it is we need to declare His name. Now the rest is up to us. We know people that are lost. We know people that are backslidden. We know people that are hurting. And we have a soft spot in our heart for all these things. But I tell you today, church, like they told us a long time ago up here in the holler at Beach Grove, we got to put legs on them prayers and declare the name of Jesus. People says, well, we'll pray on me. Well, you pray. You need to pray. We pray. But we got to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. We're the hands, the feet, the eyes, the ears, the mouth of Jesus Christ in our world today. Listen. Listen. No longer than we've been standing here. They have been people that have taken their last breath and they've lifted their eyes in the devil's hell. You say, that's uncomfortable. It may be uncomfortable, but it's true. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and the people of faith that have been given liberty, those who have been set apart for the glorious goodness and the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is to declare His name today. 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 I was looking here at the Word of God. And I thought about a man in Scriptures. And I've thought about him for a few days now. His name was Joshua. Joshua was an encourager to his people. We're to be an encourager to each other. But they couldn't do for Joshua, and Joshua couldn't do for them. It was a personal thing. And when Joshua gave his last charge to the people of Israel, the man of God tells us in Joshua chapter 24, in verse number 15, he says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Living at liberty, set apart, in the world, but not of the world. Listen, when the world sees us, when the world sees us, it's not about being seen as a member of Pine Hill Baptist Church, not being seen as a person of the Southern Baptist, not being someone who goes to a place of meeting. What is the world, what is important today is that the world can see Jesus in us. Jesus in us. We got a lot of religion. We got a lot of worship centers. We got people standing in the pulpits today giving 3 points in a poem. We got men today who are reading their messages instead of proclaiming their messages. The truth of the matter is this: it's a matter of life and death. If they don't see it in us, through us and about us, declaring the good news as blood-bought believers, then where are they going to see it? They're not going to see it at all. But I tell you today, God has blessed us in this new year of 2024 to share the good news, to show the glorious goodness of Jesus Christ in our lives today. Whether we're at school, whether we're at work, whether we're at Walmart or a local eatery, God has blessed us. Show the world. Why is that so important? Well, I believe that the drawing nigh of God for His church is at hand. You say, "Well, I've heard that all my life." Well, get ready. Well, what did Jesus say? He said to watch and pray. And as we watch and pray, we are to sing of His praises. Listen, dear friend, you, myself, we may be the ones that makes a difference in someone's life, that brings them to rededication or brings them to salvation. Us. You say, "Well, I don't think about that much." Well, I pray that you start thinking about that. Because let us, dear friends, never put off to do tomorrow what the Lord desires for us to do today. And that is to live as a separated people, being given a new start to glorify His holy name. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, I sin, fell, and I come short." Dear friends, so do I. Even the Apostle Paul sinned, failed, and come short of the glory of God. Read Romans 7, the struggles he had. But we declare to you today the importance of the world seeing the Son in your life. If the Son make you free, then praise God, you're free indeed. You have the liberty. You have everything that it takes to share the good news of the gospel. You might say, "Well, Brother Lynn, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a preacher, I'm not any of these things." If you can tell somebody that Jesus loves them, you've preached a message for His name. Jesus loves them. You declare that in humility and a desire to touch their heart, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Let us today, as we've started out this new year, only just a handful of days behind us, let us today make 2024 a year to bring praise and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's stand to our feet.